Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Yes, good morning, every one of you. Thank you for coming to church today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, I see first-time visitors. You didn't see them? Well, they are not. You didn't what? You didn't what? They were here last Sunday. Oh, were you here last Sunday? The other Sunday. Oh, when I wasn't around. Okay, glory be to God. You're very welcome once again. Yes. What are your names? Nicole? Peace. Okay, then? Sheila. Yes, I have a big sister called Sheila. Hallelujah. Yes, you're welcome. Who else is here for the... None. Okay, yes. Let us also welcome Uncle Sam. It's okay. Glory be to God. Uncle Sam was sick last Sunday. Was sick last Sunday. And his wife came and told us, yeah. Did we pray for him? No. No, we didn't. We prayed for the wife who told us that the husband is sick. Then we prayed for Helen's baby. We didn't pray for you. They didn't. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Alan also, you are not here last Sunday. Good to see you. Yeah, honest, good to see you. You haven't been here for like a month, isn't it? Anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, who are those people who have gotten holidays and you're here from school, holiday kids? Maybe those three, they look to be like they're on holidays. Okay, yes, Christina, Eden, and company. Yes, good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Who else wants to be recognized? Okay. You stand up and they recognize you. Glory be to God. Yeah. You should stand up with your twin sister. You stand up with your twin sister and they recognize all of you.
These are products of
Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So Abigail, this place looks bad with no chairs, okay? Yeah. We'll bring it back and bring that other one, okay? It looks bad for the preacher, okay? It doesn't help the preacher at all. Yes, Alana's sister, please help. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There are things that are done for the congregation, then there are things that are done for the preacher, amen? A thing like that, to you who are there, it looks small, but it can affect a preacher and they fail to deliver. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Aha. Glory be to God. You've heard of the story of, I think it was Benny Hinn. He attended a certain service of sorts somewhere in America. Okay? There was a certain preacher who was... ministering, and Benny Hinn could see, because you see, he's a preacher, so he can sense what is going on with a preacher, as a preacher is preaching. So Benny Hinn could tell that the preacher was struggling. Okay, he was reading verses from the Bible, but Benny Hinn as a preacher could tell that the preacher was struggling. Okay? So Benny Hinn realized that if only the lights behind can be switched off, because most of the room was empty. Okay? And it was nighttime, I think. And so Benny Hinn realized that if only the preacher can see only people, because it was, remember, a large room. Okay? He'd rather, if only the preacher can just see people only, that alone would do something to him. And so he went and told the people in charge that, you know what? Switch off all the lights at the back. Darkness. So that now he's only seeing people. Okay? And the moment he did that, okay, the anointing flowed into the room. Glory be to God. So just some, you know, yeah. Glory be to God. Okay, you learn these things, okay, if you're supposed to learn them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Things like, thank you, sir. Okay. With things like who leads the service. Okay? Now, that, to some people, is a small thing. Okay? Who leads the service? You know what I mean, eh? Most of you, I think, you're wondering, but, you know, for 5 years, okay, it's okay, and Joanne, and now Lydia, and the twin sister only, but can't other people in the church do it? Now, that's what you think, okay? But it's not that, what? It's not that simple. Hallelujah. I remember back in the days of Zoe Fellowship, and I always have to add this, because there are people who might just hear that alone, and they go and they what? So anyway, before Elvis messed up himself and entered the occult, you remember, I used to lead the services there. Then they would call for testimonies, okay? I would call for testimonies. So people would come. Now, the days when I wouldn't lead, and I would delegate to someone else, all right? But I would be there. So when Elvis would come, he would sit next to me, and he would wait to be invited. All right, now, as we sat there, when Elvis would get invited, he would tell me, you first go there. All right, you first go there and just say anything, even if it is to do with Arsenal. Just say anything, but I need you to step there, okay, before I get on, okay? And sometimes he would tell me, oh, we will talk later. And he would say that, you know, the last person who stood there had something like a bad aura, if I should say. All right? Like a bad aura. And so he's like, he needed someone. Okay? He trusted, he knew that Ukari is something good to go there and first deal with that thing, okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, so these things are important, and you will learn them if God wants you to learn them. There's some people who it doesn't matter, you know. Eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. So what you do for now, just do what I request you to do, okay? Yeah, the explanations can come later. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah, don't be into those things that pastor and so, they favor some people. You understand? Eh? Hey, don't get into that rubbish. Pastor favors, it's okay, because it's okay, it's a mtoro. You know, you know, there are stupid people who get into that rubbish. Carnality, max, at its max. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So last Sunday, our topic was the resurrection and the seven feasts of the Lord, isn't it? All right, the resurrection and the seven feasts, and that's what we're going to continue to talk about. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So according to Leviticus chapter 23, there are seven feasts, as you see from those slides. Okay? The first feast is the feast of what? Passover. It was celebrated on the 14th day of the first month, the first Jewish month. All right? What you see in brackets, little ones, okay? That's the Hebrew term for the feast of Passover. The next feast is a feast of unleavened bread, which Ugandans, we can also call the feast of what? Chapati. Glory be to God. Chapati is unleavened bread. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you will never forget that. Okay? The third feast is a feast of first fruits. The fourth feast is a feast of Pentecost. All right? Pentecost. Okay? From the word, it's related to the word Pentagon. Penta means five. All right? So Pentecost has to do with 50. Okay? So this feast of Pentecost was celebrated 50 days after the feast of what? After the feast of what? After the feast of first fruits. The one which we have just what?
Glory be to God. Anyway, the feast of Pentecost.
Then in the seventh month of the Jewish year, okay, on the first day of that month, they celebrated the feast of trumpets. The feast of what? Trumpets, okay? So they would blow trumpets and they would celebrate that feast with other things, of course. And then on the 10th month of that, no, on the 10th day of that 7th month, they would celebrate the Day of Atonement. The Day of what? Atonement, okay? That word, Yom, means day, okay? Then the next word means to cover, all right? So back in the day, you remember, by this time, Jesus hadn't died on the cross. He hadn't come to die for us and for the Jews, isn't it? So their sins were covered. They were just what? Covered. Because it is only the blood of Jesus that can cleanse sin. Glory be to God. So back in the day, sins were just covered. Okay, yes, God would forgive, but they were just covered. The penalty for sin, okay, hadn't yet been effected. Glory be to God. So when Jesus shed his blood, okay, he wiped away all sin. Okay, all those sins that were covered from the day of Adam. You understand? Hallelujah. Then, anyway, on the 15th day of that seventh month, they would celebrate the last feast. And that is a feast of what? Tabernacles. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you go to a church which doesn't have the word tabernacle in its name, you're not going to attend that what? That, anyway, glory be to God. That's just a joke, amen? Hallelujah. Now, according to Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, we learn that those feasts were prophetic, isn't it? They were talking about what God was going to do in the future. For it says that, let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of what? Is of Christ. Okay? The festivals, the feasts, okay, were a shadow of things to come. Glory be to God. Amen? God was just saying that there's something which I'm going to do which are symbolized by those feasts, by those festivals. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, this verse, one of the reasons why I like it so much is because, yes, every time I meet a Seventh-day Adventist, yeah, now, this will help you in case you've been asking yourself, but the Sabbath, we're not keeping the Sabbath. And the truth of the matter is, the Sabbath is The Sabbath day is Saturday. That's the truth of the matter. Yes, it is Saturday. Glory be to God. You've just learned that. The truth of the matter is what? It is Saturday. Hallelujah. So you find the seventh day and then they squeeze you in a corner, man. You're not keeping the Sabbath. Okay, now, Colossians, okay, there, 2:16 and 17 says that, let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival, or a new moon, or Sabbath. You understand? In the New Testament, like the feast, for example, some people keep them, they celebrate them, that's okay, if they want. Okay, but now he's saying that they shouldn't judge those who are like, it doesn't matter for us, we have Jesus. We celebrate him every day. Do you understand? Okay? Glory be to God. Like even food. Some people eat pork. Some people do what? Eat pork. They can't do without pork. Can't do without pork. All right? Now they'll meet again, in fact, a seventh day. The seventh day, don't eat pork. Bob, true or not? Yes, I'm asking Bob, because he was there once. He was a Seventh-day Adventist once, you know? Huh? Isn't it? You never used to eat pork. Now you do. Yeah, Museveni didn't eat pork. I hope you know that. But not for religious reasons. It is for what reasons? Okay? Yeah. There are some people who we called anyway, for eating what? For eating pork. Yeah. He also, I think, didn't eat chicken. Even chicken. Does he eat? Eh? Doesn't eat chicken. That tribe, they don't eat pork. They don't eat chicken. Birds. Glory, isn't that true? Birds. If you have a father-in-law who is a Museveni's tribe and you would take him a chicken, a cock, man, it's not welcome. Glory be to God. Because it's a bird. And when you think about it, it's a bird, isn't it? But it's a very sweet bird. Glory be to God. Like pork. Okay? Like what? But if you find a Seventh-day Adventist and they're like pork, what, you know? They struggle with this scripture. They struggle with this scripture. You always just throw them this. Now, those who are not well trained in their deception, okay? You know, you can be so trained in deception that you can out debate someone who is in truth. Because even the person in truth, they're also not well trained in their truth. You understand? Yeah, so though the Seventh Adventists who are not well trained in their deception, when you throw them this and they get stuck, they'll ask you, who is greater, Paul or God? Because this one was written by Paul. But the Sabbath in Exodus, it was Jesus, God, isn't it? So they ask you, who is greater? You understand? But then the truth of the matter is, it is God who inspired Paul to write this after the death of Jesus, isn't it? Glory be to God. Okay, that is for free. But these are the small things which are very important in discipleship. People have been born again for 20 years, but they can't sit with a Seventh-day Adventist, and they talk. Okay, now, having said that, a good number of Seventh-day Adventists are born again. You understand? Hey, they are born again, isn't it? Yeah, they are born again. Hallelujah. But there are some things in which they are in what? Deception. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, those feasts were a shadow of things to come. Glory be to God. Okay, we learned, and we're going to repeat to remind ourselves that the feast of Passover, which is the first fruit, rather, which is the first feast, okay? Eden, I'm struggling in the B Beninging in the Beninging. How many of you have watched that video? Put up your hand if you've watched that video. Eh? Jacob Zuma was trying to read a scripture, I think, in the beginning. And he was like, in the beginning. Yeah? Okay, but when I watched it closely, I realized that it wasn't him who was saying those things. They just got, when he was addressing with some people, and then they added that stuff. When you look well, you know, it's not him. Hallelujah. Yeah, but it's a good whatever to hear. Glory be to God. So anyway, so the feast of Passover was fulfilled when Jesus died. Remember, Mark, Paul said those feasts were a shadow of the real thing that was to come. So the feast of Passover was talking about the death of Jesus, that which death was going to come. And it came, isn't it? Because Paul says that Christ, our Passover, was crucified for us. Glory be to God. Okay? And you know what time he died? What time did Jesus die? Okay, and for your own information, he didn't die on a Friday. Okay? He died on some other day, which is not Friday. But what time did he die? Glory. But we're going to invite a guest preacher, Wanolumu. Then the guy will start to fire. Then the pastor will be dunking, man. You will embarrass me and God. All right? So Jesus died at 3 p.m. Okay? But he was put on the cross at midday. Okay? Remember that. Okay? At midday. Okay? Then at 3 p.m., he gave up the ghost. Isn't it? Okay? And 3 p.m. and midday is morning. Okay? Okay? It is still. Then 3 p.m., that's when evening starts, or another day. Okay, hence, the morning and evening what? Sacrifice. You remember that? Okay, anyway, Jesus is our what? Passover. He has been crucified for us. Okay? Before you leave that slide, which is the next feast? After Passover, what followed next? The what? Very good. The Feast of Chapati, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, okay? Next slide. Which is talking, you know, in order to make bread, okay, you put leaven, okay? Then the bread rises, isn't it? It rises, okay? Now, if you don't put yeast, okay, the bread doesn't rise. So the bread is not broken up, isn't it? So that's why it just remains a chapati. Okay? Bob, I know you don't know how to cook. So that's why I can see you're paying attention. Okay? Yeah, now Jesus' body had no sin in it. It was buried without sin. You understand? So it wasn't corrupted. Okay? So it was unleavened, because leaven symbolizes a sin according to Jesus, isn't it? So Jesus' body was unleavened. Glory be to God. Amen. That's why, so it wasn't corrupted when he died. It did not rot. It did not do what? It did not rot. Okay? Which reminds me a story I had from Pastor Godson. You know Pastor Godson from some church in Komamboga, I think it is. Yeah. So he told me sometime last year that they went to Bari, okay? I think a church member died, or a relative to a church member died. And they buried in a place, I think, called Bukunja. So he told me, he was there, then he told me that while they are there burying, Okay? Some people were telling them, that you bury and you finish. Then after you're done, we shall come and get out the body and eat it. Okay? Eden wants to cry. Okay, so you know, now you're burying, and some chaps come. They say, you bury, you finish your things and go. Then after you're done, for us, we shall what? Hey, little children, you stay in what? Mulawa. We don't know that there are people who eat what? Who eat dead bodies. All right? But they're not there in Rome. They're not there where? In the Vatican. You know, the people say, now, how does that what? We come in. Well, when you grow up. Glory be to God. So the Feast of Unleavened Bread was fulfilled in what? In the burial of Jesus' body, which did not rot. It did not get corrupted. It did not have yeast. It did not have sin. Hallelujah. Then the next feast, that one you should know. Okay, the next feast is what? There's some people who first wait for people to say, then they also what? On the second round, they join. Okay, so the Feast of First Fruits, okay? This one is easy to remember, okay? Because it says that Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Meaning that if Jesus rose from the dead, okay, the first fruits, we also shall rise. Our bodies shall also rise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah, so the first fruits, it should be easy to understand what it means. Isn't it? Hallelujah. Then the next feast to get fulfilled was the Feast of Weeks. Okay? So they were supposed to count 50 days from the Feast of First Fruits. Basically, from the resurrection of Jesus, okay, they're supposed to count 50 days. On the 50th day, okay, that would be the day, the Feast of Pentecost. And that also was fulfilled, isn't it? Because it says that when the day of Pentecost had come, when the Feast of Pentecost had come, okay, the Holy Ghost came upon the disciples and they spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Another question. After Jesus rose from the dead, okay, for how many days was he still around? Glory be to God. For how many days did he hang around? Did he chill around? For how many days was he on a chiller with us? Okay? My wife has said 40, and now you see, my wife has said 40. Should I say it's wrong? You married fellowship with people. Balo, you tell me. Because the truth of the matter is, she's wrong. So should I say, Oba, nchiveko? Yeah? Wisely go to something else? Yeah? Glory be to God. Okay? For how many days was he here? 40? Hallelujah. Kati, since my wife gave an answer, Kati, can't you veko? It is homework. Yeah. It's homework for all of you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Joanne, Bible study. Tulimu dreams, what? You see, this is why there are some churches, they can only grow by the grace of God. Okay, because Baba Mu Bible, you know, people have problems. So the one with churches where someone can assure them that your problems are going today. Everyone say today. You know, Then they will invite their friends, man. And you see, as a preacher, you have to shout. You have to show that you have power. So you have to shout these things of speaking softly. It depicts eh? Lack of power. Balo, I'm teaching you something. You have to shout. You have to shout, then you have to make what? People be active. Don't just let them sit there. Just keep them busy the entire hour. Active, what? Lifting chairs, cutting, lift your hands. Why? Yes, that's power. Glory be to God. Yet it is just noise. It is just what? Noise. Glory be to God. And so, yeah, I think Jesus was around for 10 days, I think. 10 or 40? 40. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah? Please let us read our what? Bibles. Glory be to God. Amen? So 50 days, isn't it? Then, before we go, before you whatever decide, how many, rather, which is the next feast? Trumpet. That one also should be easy to remember. Because you know, after Jesus left, he's going to come back. Okay? And the rapture will happen. And at the rapture, a trumpet will be blown. Isn't it? That's easy to, you know, it's easy to remember that one. The flow of events. Amen? Yes, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 says that, for the Lord himself will descend from where? From heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Okay, the dead in what? In Christ will rise first. Hallelujah. The dead in Christ will do what? They will rise from where? Bruce, from where? They will rise from where? Yeah, from their graves. Okay? Yeah, but now you see, there are two things, okay? One of the scriptures, I think it is Philippians 1:21 or 25, says that to be absent, okay, from here, okay, it is to be present with the Lord. Isn't it? Meaning that when you die, okay, your spirit lives and you go with the Lord, and you go to be with the Lord. Isn't it? So now this thing rising from the dead, he says that, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Okay? When you put all the scriptures together, okay, it is talking about their bodies. Okay, for them, they're already in heaven if they are born again and walking with the Lord. Okay, their spirits and souls go to heaven, but their bodies get buried. Now, at the resurrection, okay, the spirits and souls will be reunited with their bodies. But the bodies will be changed. They won't be the corruptible bodies. The bodies which can fall sick, the bodies which can die and rot. You understand? Their bodies will become glorious bodies. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a famous preacher from, I think he's from Zimbabwe. Okay? Prophet something. Okay? His prophecies always go around on YouTube, clips. You know him, okay? But I'm not here to mention his name. But you know him. Yeah, prophet. Now, whether he's anyway, you know him, isn't it? Undlovu, Yeah, so one time he did a series. A series where he was like, wow, those things you are going to what? Heaven, that when you die, you immediately go to heaven. He said, that's not true. You go down there with your what? And you first chill until Jesus will come back. You know, eh? Yeah, and he did a thing and he defended it. And in fact, I think it is a... Do the Seventh-day Adventists also have it? Anyway, there's a denomination which has a doctrine called soul sleep. You've heard of it? Soul sleep, that when you die, your soul sleeps until Jesus will come back and then it will awake at the resurrection. Yeah, I think it is Seventh-day Adventist. Anyway, there's a denomination which teaches that. You've heard of it, Mr. Balo. Okay? Soul sleep. So anyway, so it is false. It is what? Yes. Okay? It is false. Glory be to God. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Okay? Then there's also another. Now, this one is not even close to Christianity. It is just a bunch of fools. Yeah? A bunch of fools. It's a cult. Okay? The Jehovah Witnesses. This time I've just come now to what? To teach you how to defend apologetics. Okay? How to defend your faith. You know? First of all, you have to know what you believe in. Then now you know what other people who believe in. Based on the truth that you know, you help them, isn't it? Hallelujah. So now this one is not even near. It's just a bunch of fools, man. Deceived by the devil properly. Okay? Jehovah's Witnesses. All right? Glory be to God. Yeah, for them, they say that, you know, if you die and you are a sinner, you just vanish, you're just no more. There's nothing like hell. There's nothing like fire. You just stop being. You know, eh? Like, if you get, like, what? What illustration can I use of something that can just... Okay, maybe water. Huh? Just forever, and it's no more, you know, eh? But you see, it has gone somewhere. So for it is still there. But is that thing of, you know, like magic. Okay? When just thing is no more. So they say, so that you see now that thing, you can really see that denomination was begun by the devil himself. To tell people, even if you sin, when you die, there's no punishment. Because you just... You don't exist. You're nowhere. Is it not? Like if it was... Anyway, just imagine you're a sinner and you hear that. You, man, you thank God for having what? Put plan B, that wonderful plan B, man. Hallelujah. Ate tebako mao. They don't stop there. They continue. They continue. They say that only 144,000 are going to heaven. Yeah? They get some scripture from the book of. Maybe. One time, I went to Capital Shoppers, okay, to, I think, withdraw money from the phone, eh? Like 4 or 5 years ago. So now the lady I dealt with, so I asked her, are you born again? She said, no, what? I'm a JW, Jehovah Witnesses. So I was like, but you first get your money, okay? Then you're like, now let's talk. There are Christians who, when they hear like a JW, a Seventh-day Adventist, they take off. Because they can't, you know, And so for me, I was like, I even got a chairman. We sat, began to, because that's 144,000. It says the Jews, isn't it? And it goes on, you see, God can give detail. It goes on to list from the tribe of Judah, 12,000. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. from the tribe of, you know, list. So I opened the Bible, okay? And I was like, Then I asked her, that now you, which tribe are you? Are you, is your tribe there? Bambi, I could see like light at what? You know, eh? You could see her, Bambi. You could see like her eyes glowing. Like, eh. You see? So now you see she's realizing that she has been deceived, that you see this deception that time they're so no matter what, even tangaza chilaba. You see? So I was like, because in fact for them they teach that the 144,000, okay, most of them are their leaders. Yeah? Leaders, so and so. Elder so and so, Bobby, Ali Mwabo, 144,000. Mwabalala, the rest of you, some of you will just, you know, be no more than the rest of what will happen. Okay? So, I asked her that those leaders of yours, are they part of these tribes? Bambi, you could see. But I didn't have more time because as we talked, her boss came. Okay, then her boss came. Then she whispered, said, no, my boss has come. Now you can't be here because, what? She will think that I don't work. I just, what? We sit here and we talk, you know, eh? So please go. I was like, yeah, okay. But at least I saw the seed of truth. You understand? So these deceptions usually are so, now like with Seventh-day Adventists, you just throw them, Colossians 2, 16, 17. Then you see how they, what? Or fumble with it. Okay? Just that. Of course, there's more that you can what? We tell them. Okay? Jehovah Witnesses. Just show them that one. 104. Then open the Bible. Don't read their Bible. Because they'll also come with what? Theirs. So, no, you open yours. And by the way, in case you want to know whether the Bible you have, okay, is not a JW Bible, okay, you open John chapter 1, verse 1. Okay, in the what? In the beginning, in the... okay? It says that in the beginning, okay? What does it say? In the beginning what? Was the word, and the word was... Okay? Anyway, so for them, that thing that... It means that Jesus, the Word, was God. They don't believe it. So there's a way in which they either put a God or something like that, but they twist, you know, it is so easy to find, what? Hey. So I warn you, every time you go to buy a Bible, first read John 1:1. Okay? Because they don't believe Jesus was God. The JWs. Hallelujah. Okay? One day we're going to invite Mr. Kwezi Soke here to teach us about apologetics. Okay, because they studied it at school, how to defend the faith. Okay, so he knows all these things. Isn't that so, Kwezi? Yeah? Do you want to start today? Hallelujah. And so, yes, so the dead in Christ, it is referring to the bodies of those who died in the Lord. Okay, so their bodies will rise, then their spirits will come and they will reunite. That would be the resurrection. Amen? So he says that the Lord himself will descend with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, feast of trumpets. Okay? And remember, this one hasn't yet been fulfilled. That's why I'm here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If I wasn't here, you just know it was fulfilled for Twasigala. For us, we stayed. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. Most of you don't think I'm holy, what? Yeah. Okay? But I'm holy than Christine. Hallelujah. Okay? Than Sam Isoke. Than Prophet Dennis Mujimba. Hallelujah. So anyway, then we who are alive and remain will also be what? Shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus shall we always be with him. So the dead in Christ will rise first, okay? Their bodies will rise first, reunited with their spirits. Then we who are still around, walking, born again, and also walking in the commandments of God, okay, will also rise. So also our bodies will also be changed, isn't it? And we shall go to be with the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's something I wanted to add, something that came to my mind here. All right? Anyway, but it will come back, God willing. Okay, now, when will this be? Once again, we're going to stop at the Feast of Trumpets. Okay, just like we did last Sunday. And we shall finish the other feast next week. Amen? Yeah, yesterday when I was preparing this, I heard the Lord say that you shouldn't rush through this. You shouldn't do what? Rush through this. Glory be to God. Now, like the things I've told you, like those were small things, okay? Now, if I was rushing through, and I didn't, by the way, plan to talk about them. But now, it's, you see, if I was rushing through the feast of Kuzimala, okay, then you just, you know, you don't go into there. And you don't address the things that God wants to be addressed, isn't it? So God told me, don't rush through this. Okay? And I think especially because it is the feast that now we are waiting for. We are waiting for it to be fulfilled. Okay? The feast of Passover was fulfilled, isn't it? The feast of unleavened bread, the feast of chapati was fulfilled. Jesus died, didn't it? His body didn't rot, didn't it? Then he rose again on the third day. First fruits. Okay? He rose, that means that we shall also rise. First fruits, isn't it? Okay? Then what followed next? Weeks, isn't it? Okay? Pentecost. Pentecost was fulfilled. On that day, the Holy Spirit was poured out. Okay? Now we are waiting for trumpets. Trumpets hasn't been fulfilled. There's no scripture you're going to find in the Bible that says it was fulfilled. For Passover, you see, it is there in the New Testament that the Old Testament Passover was fulfilled, isn't it? Unleavened bread, it is there in the scriptures. It was fulfilled. Okay? First fruits, it's there. New Testament, it was fulfilled. Pentecost, it's there, fulfilled. Trumpets, you're not going to find a verse that says it was fulfilled. Okay? We are waiting for it. The little ones, this is what they call the rapture. Okay? When the Lord will come, the dead in Christ will rise. Okay? Then we also who are alive and remain shall also be what? Caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Isn't it? So it is the one that we are waiting for. We are waiting for Jesus to come back. Hallelujah. For Jesus to do what? To come back. Okay? And, this is what I wanted to say. Okay? Now, this, concerning the rapture, it means that it is not true that all people have to die at a certain point. You understand? Jesus, the thing of saying that everyone who gets born, at one point they'll have to die. Okay? That's a very fat what? Yeah, a fat lie from science, from atheists, or from people who don't believe. They call themselves Christians, but they don't actually believe what the Bible says. Okay? There will be people, when Jesus comes back, okay, there will still be some people alive, isn't it? It is that simple. And those people want more. Some of them won't die. They will be raptured. Their bodies will be changed. And they will never die. Because the bodies that they will get, the glorified bodies that they will get, will never be able to die. Yeah? Is that correct English? Will never be able. Yes, I think it is. They are what? Yeah. Okay. Immortal bodies. Glory be to God. Immortal bodies. Mortal bodies die. Now, let me give you something for free. Okay? When I was I and Eden, my daughter, when we were studying basic Hebrew, okay, I realized that in so many ways, Hebrew or English is similar to Hebrew. Okay? You know, like that word, motto. Motto. Motto, you realize that it's related to the word mute. When you mute like sound, you basically killed sound. Do you understand? So I realized that there are so many. Then I wondered, why? You find so many words. Now, like the word Yom Kippur, which we saw. Okay? We keep quiet, meaning to cover, isn't it? Don't you see a relationship between that word and the word cover? And the meanings are the same. And there's so many words. So, anyway, haven't yet found an answer. The relationship between the Jews and the English of those days, you see what I mean? Yes. Anyway, so, yeah, that word, motto, to mute. Okay? By the way, that's the same word from which you get the word for a dead body is called what? Might. Is it in Uganda? Mighty. 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 Now, by the way, I learned that word a few years ago. Okay? The people I grew up with were just saying dead body, dead body. They want to say mighty, mighty. And so you can see, now, I think it is the Arabs who brought that word, might. But you know, Arabs and Jews are cousins. Okay, so mighty. In fact, death in Hebrew is called met. You see, So now, hence, mighty, then mortal, mute. Glory be to God. That is for free, okay? This Sunday is for chilling, isn't it? Hi, no pressure, no. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so, this is a rapture. We shall be, okay, the Feast of Trumpets. So, now, when shall it be? When shall it take place? Okay? Very good. When the trumpet it sounds. But when? Okay? Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. Okay, it says that immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man, Jesus, coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a what? Trumpet. Remember now, Jesus is coming, just as in 1 Thessalonians 4. And just as in 1 Thessalonians 4, there's also a trumpet, isn't it? So he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather his elect. Okay? Those who died in the Lord, isn't it? And those who are alive and remain. You get it? Okay? So he'll gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So my question is, when will the rapture happen? When will the Feast of Trumpets be fulfilled? The answer that I wanted was, it will be immediately after the tribulation. Okay? Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. Let's go back. It says, immediately after the tribulation. That's when Jesus will come, okay, to rapture those who are in him and those who died in him. All right? So, the doctrine that says that we shall not be here in the tribulation, that Jesus will come and steal us out, okay, and snatch us out so that you don't go through the tribulation, okay? Alana, it's not true. It's not true. Now you can choose whether you want to live for a long time and the tribulation finds you here. Glory be to God. You can choose whether to what? To stop eating pork, yeah? To exercise a lot so that you can stay healthy. Tribulation, glory be to God. Or you can decide to live a reckless life. Eat all you want, eat as much as you want. Then you die quickly and you escape the tribulation. Glory be to God. But anyway, it will happen after the tribulation. Feast of Trumpets will happen after the tribulation. Glory be to God. Okay? There's another scripture that again shows you that it will happen after the tribulation. For years I believed it will happen before, that we shall be taken out, raptured before the tribulation. But when I read the Bible, man, it's not there. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 says that, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die." Okay? But we shall be changed when Jesus comes back, isn't it? Our bodies will be changed, okay? Okay? We who are alive and remain. Then say, we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Okay? First of what? Trumpet. "For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible." Meaning that their bodies won't be able to be corrupted again. Okay? So we shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. All right? Okay? So it will be at the last trumpet, isn't it? Now, if there's a last trumpet, it means there are trumpets that will precede that last one. Glory be to God. Now, for lack of time, I won't go through them, okay? But I'd written a law. We are going to read Revelation 8, okay? Okay? But now, Christina is going to be the one in charge of this homework. Because I was told that the other day she sent an email to her classmates and told her, "You had better do your homework, otherwise when school begins, if you haven't done your homework, you're going to face consequences." Okay? Didn't you write that? Yeah. I know what you write. She wrote, "My better others consequences." So now, you're going to be in charge of what? This homework. And this homework is for which people? Sheila. Okay. Remind me your name.
Peace. Nicole.
Will you come back next Sunday? You might be saying that, man. This church for us for giving exams. I want what? Manage it. For me, I have my problems. Eh? I want what? School fees or what? My mother is sick now. I came here to break the chikoligo. Now it has to be a homework. How is homework going to break a chikoligo? Eh? The family curse. You know, our family is cursed. Like, it's strange, even when people have been born again for 40 years, working with the Lord, but if we're serious, there are moments which come in their lives, and they somehow will think there's a curse that is what? Hunting them from their what, you know, eh? Like, it's strange. Eh? Not for me, you can't, like, but the serious name come from them days. Them days, those days. But we broke those things. We fasted. Now you have seen the blessings of God. Then 40 years later, now you start to come to disturb me. That while walk at it, not be over where you are, man, breaking cars. Then pastor, you should go, man. The other lady, she breaks. To be honest, for me, glory be to God. For me, I'm waiting for the Feast of Trumpets. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, so when you read, Christina has a pen and she, who else is going to be in that homework? Matthew, Eden, Abigail, Alana's sister. Okay. Oria, very good. Oria means the light of God in Hebrew. Now, you see, that's why you get the word aura. Like the light around someone, the spiritual light around like an individual. Or the darkness, you know. Some people, it's darkness, you know. Okay, so that's why you see Hebrew, you know, it means like light is, or, you know. Anyway, so, yes, Nkwanzi, yes, your Rachel.
Kathy.
Kathy has never, she has never said anything. Now, you come and then you give a report. Please, Bob, don't cut next Sunday. Hallelujah. Who else? Teddy, big sister. Big sister, yeah, Tumleke. So anyway, so what's your name? Christina, right? Revelation chapter 8, from verse 6 to 12, okay? Then chapter 9, from verse 1 to 15. Those ones, very small, you know. Okay? It talks about what will happen when the first trumpet is sounded, isn't it? Then what happens? Second trumpet, third trumpet, fourth trumpet, fifth trumpet, sixth trumpet. And you know there are seven only. So at the last trumpet, this is what will happen. 1 Corinthians 15, 51, 52. Jesus will come back. In fact, in the book of Revelations, let's read there. Revelations 11, 15. It says that, then the seventh angel sounded. Sounded what? Of course, it is the trumpet. Then he says, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and we shall reign forever and ever. Okay? Because remember, he will have what? Will come back. Okay? He's coming back to reign on earth, isn't he? Then he says, verse 16, and the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, you see it there? The time of the dead, that they should be judged, okay? And that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great. Okay? So the dead here, you should know now who those dead are that they're talking about. They're talking about those who died in the Lord. They will rise, they will go, then also we who are alive and remain, we shall go with Jesus to heaven. And while we are there, we shall be judged. Judged not to be sent to hell. Okay? Judged for reward. Okay? That's why it says that, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants. So it is judgment for rewards. Glory be to God. Judgment for rewards. Okay? One of the things that has just entered onto my list of what? Rewards, okay? Okay. What I wanted to say is that one of the things I'm going to be rewarded for that has just happened now is by telling you about the deception of the JWs, Jehovah's Witnesses. Okay? The deception of the other chaps. Yeah, the Seventh-day Adventists. Last Sunday, I told you the deception of the Catholics. Okay? And the leader of the what? You know what happened to him. Anyway. So, okay? Then there are these Mormons. Their stuff is for it, actually. It is so funny, you can sit and laugh, man. Okay? They said that man, Jesus, yagenda ne mu America yo. That's why they call it the Church of the Latter Day Saints. Eh? They said me that. Hey, Jesus, yagenda kweyo mu America wana akola biki like stupidity just. Okay? Meanwhile, years ago, I landed on a YouTube video. I wish I had saved that. It was some young man in Kenya. He was talking about how he joined the Mormons. Now, the story that followed thereafter. Because I used to think that it was just deception, just lying people. But actually, it is a spiritual church, man. The guy said, man, what happened thereafter? The demonic attacks, when he was trying, I think, to flee. I wish I'd saved that video. The guy talks about things. He talks about, you realize those guys, man, it's the devil, man. Big time cult. Okay? Who should I give that homework to look for a video? Alan. Please, eh? Like, I don't know which such words you're going to use. But that video is so enlightening to realize that those guys are just what? They're not innocent chaps. Hallelujah. Then when you give it to me, I'll share it with the church. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah. Now, I'll end with this. I wanted to end with living in righteousness as we wait for the coming of the Lord, because those who are not living in righteousness won't go in the rapture. Okay? But that, I talked about it last week. Amen? Now, let me quickly emphasize that, because remember, the rapture or the Feast of Trumpets is going to be fulfilled after the tribulation, isn't it? Okay? And those who fall away during the tribulation won't go in the rapture. Okay, now, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, okay? Matthew 24 is talking about the end times and the tribulation, okay? So, Jesus said that he who endures to the end shall be saved. Meaning that the person who endures a tribulation, if you're to be killed, you get killed, but you don't deny the faith. All right? If you're not killed, you still stand in the midst of the troubles that are coming. Okay? So Jesus said that only those ones are the ones who will be saved. Because you see, if you fall away and you say, this persecuting of Christians is too much for me, I'm out. So that means that you have denied Jesus, isn't it? So you're not going to heaven, isn't it? So please, let us also know that, okay? Because remember, this is related to the Feast of Trumpets. He who endures to the end, Alana, okay? Only those are the ones who will be saved. Glory be to God. All right? Hallelujah. Only those are the ones who will be saved. Okay? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 to 39 says that, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise of eternal life, okay? The promise of being taken to be with the Lord. For yet a little while, he who is coming, Jesus, will come and will not tarry. He will not delay. Then he said that now the just shall live by what? Faith. Meaning that you will live eternally, okay, if you continue in your faith, in your faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, then he says that, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. This is God speaking. Okay? If anyone backslides, if anyone throws in the towel because of the troubles, because of the tribulation, God says that my soul has no pleasure in him. Okay? Then it continues and says, but we are not of those who draw back to perdition. We are not of those who are going to backslide. Okay? To backslide into punishment. All right? Okay? But we are of those who believe to the saving of the soul. The saving of the soul, they are basically means being taken up at the rapture, receiving the promise of eternal life, living forever with the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? That is a feast of trumpets for you. All right? And once again, I emphasize that, okay, it hasn't yet been fulfilled. But since we know that all the other four or five, were fulfilled, we are sure that this one also will be fulfilled. Isn't it? And I've just realized that I've said a lot of things yet I have some more time. Okay? So, Ephesians chapter 5, okay? First of all, let's go back quickly to Revelation chapter 11 from verse 15 to 18. Okay? When Jesus comes back, he says that the nations were angry and your wrath has come and the time of the dead that they should be judged. Okay? We finished that. Eh? But we didn't talk about the nations were angry and your wrath has come. Wrath has come upon those who refused to believe in Jesus. All the Christians who walked like they are not Christians. Wrath is going to come at the Feast of Trumpets, or beginning with the Feast of Trumpets. Okay? Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5 to 7 says that, for this you know, that no fornicator, okay? Fornicator are people who are living like they are married, yet they are not. Okay? You understand that, isn't it? No fornicator, unclean person, no covetous man who's an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. The wrath of God, okay? The wrath that we've seen in Revelation. It's coming upon the sons of disobedience. Those who are living a sinful life. Then it says in verse 7 that there are four. You Christians, do not be partakers with them. Okay? Partakers of what? Partakers of the wrath. Meaning that there are some Christians who are going to be partakers of the wrath of God. Meaning that they won't go in the rapture at the Feast of Trumpets. Okay? So the doctrine that every Christian, in fact, there's that thing that the whole church will be raptured. The whole church. It's prevalent. Eh? The whole church. After the rapture, the church won't be here. Okay? That's not the whole church. There's some Christians who are not going. Isn't it? And they will experience the wrath of God. Now, Paul is saying by the Spirit of God that do not be partakers with them. Don't be partakers. So live a holy life. Live a life that pleases the Lord. Glory be to God. That's why last verse, Titus 2, verse 11 says that, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for or waiting for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we wait for the rapture by living a godly life, waiting for the Feast of Trumpets, the coming of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.